Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our line is open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's getting to the point now where that with people like Tucker Carlson issuing these, you know, making these wild accusations about people, putting people's lives in danger, do these people need to have a bodyguard with them, you know, 24/7? Reminds me, it occurred to me it was something similar to the days of the late Republic in Rome, where, you know, you had to have a bodyguard with you if you were a person of any kind of prominence at all, because if somebody was decrying you in the Senate or on the street, that you were subject to assassination. I mean, it just is,
right?
You know, and for you know, Voss and his fellow Republicans, I mean, it's some of the mythological punishments that I, you know, kind of envision them having to suffer, that you know, getting their liver eaten out by a vulture while their liver grows every day.
You know, you should write a novel, Mark. You should write a novel. But
no.
Yeah, I think there's a more effective way. I mean, I think we got to get rid of gerrymandering. One of the things in SB1 and HR1 does get rid of gerrymandering. You know, the voting rights bill, one of the things that it does is set up basically fair maps commissions in every state. And I want to hit that. Mark basically is alluding to that and raising it. And it's an important thing. You are not going to get a fair maps decision out of a gerrymandered legislature like ours or out of our Supreme Court, probably, although I don't know. But without that, you're going to continue to have Vosses. You know, Voss is fungible. And by that, I mean, one Voss leaves and another one comes in. Different name, same type of guy. And you've got to do it. And one of the things that I was heartened to see, I saw an interview last night with Chuck Schumer on Lawrence O'Donnell's program. You may have seen it. And Chuck Schumer is a cagey old fox. He's a cagey old fox, not easily caught and trapped. And so Lawrence O'Donnell said to him, what about the filibuster? You get rid of him. And basically what he said is, communicating more with his eyes, his intonation, and by suggestion, he basically said, well, we don't do things lightly. It's been gotten rid of for budget matters, Supreme Court appointments, and for cabinet confirmations. Because basically that's the Senate's business, the people's business, and if you let a minority hold it up, you couldn't govern. He said, now, basically, there's some thought to maybe you get rid of it for things like voting-related bills. And he said, in Georgia, right now, they have put in a variety of restrictions on voting, and some of them, for instance, getting rid of absentee voting unless you have a medical emergency of some sort, and getting rid of drop boxes. But the thing that ticked off Schumer was getting rid of absentee voting, early voting on Sundays, because African-American churches do souls to the poll. He said that was just a racially directed thing. He said, we're not going to put up with that. So if the Republican Party persists in sending racially oriented messages in their legislation restricting voting in the states, let's just put it this way, we're not putting up with that. And he smirked, actually smiled, a nice smile. What that says to me is this: 51 votes can change the filibuster on anything. They've got to get Manchin and Kristen Sisma from Arizona. You got to get both of them. They will not get rid of the filibuster totally, because their constituents, they're in purple states and all that. But it sounded to me as if Schumer had spoken privately to them to see if they'd give sign-off on adding voting bills to the budget, Supreme Court appointments, and cabinet confirmations. And it seemed to me, given the confidence of what he said, that he may have done that. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, Mark, from the SAC and everybody else. This voting business is really coming down, or the things with Voss and all that really come down to gerrymandering. The voting bill gets rid of gerrymandering nationwide for federal elections, which means it's inevitable to be gotten rid of for all other elections fairly shortly. And because the Republicans are continuing to restrict voting, it sounds to me like Chuck Schumer may have the votes of Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, to add voting bills to budget Senate confirmations for Supreme Court justices and for the cabinet. So stay tuned. Another development up in Manhattan. I'm going to tell you something from a legal point of view, a criminal point of view, criminal law point of view. Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, whom Trump stabbed and threw over the side, spent some time in prison, was a convicted felon. He has been called in by the prosecution multiple times. Multiple times. Somebody said seven times. And the CFO, the chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberger, has been called in. Now, let me tell you some realities of criminal law. Nobody gets called in unless they agree to talk. Both Cohen and the CFO can easily say, I take the fifth. Who knows where this may lead? I may get prosecuted for some more stuff. They had to be given what's called qualified immunity. If you're given qualified immunity, it means whatever you say is not going to be used against you in a criminal prosecution. Unless you lie, of course, and they'd be crazy to do that because they're basically getting a get out of jail free card. But in any event, based on their statements alone, forget other evidence, they can't be prosecuted. It looks like Cohen has agreed to talk to them now seven times. And with Weisselberger, it looks like he may be doing the same. You know what that means? No prosecutor talks to a potential witness that many times just to convince themselves that the defendant, Trump, is innocent and didn't do anything wrong. What they are doing is using Cohen, and they'd like to use the CFO to navigate through the tax returns and other financial documents that were ordered produced by the courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court. They have some of the best forensic accountants around. Forensic accountant is an accountant that's skillful in legal matters and in discerning fraud and that kind of thing. But it's invaluable to have the chief financial officer and the general counsel give them a guide them through this stuff. What that says to me is that they may be serious, a lot more serious than we think, in bringing a criminal prosecution against Trump and possibly against Don Jr. and other members of the family, because different ones signed different financial documents, believe it or not. I don't know why they had them do it. But Trump signed some, Don Jr. signed some. I do not know if Ivanka signed any. But one of them is, for instance, a property he buys for $7.5 million, gets valued for to a federally insured bank at $289 million to support an application for financing, saying, oh, you're covered. You got a $289 million asset you can go against. Excuse me, you bought it for $7.5 million and it failed. That's the kind of thing you don't fool around with a federally insured bank under the FDIC or the FSLIC. You just don't do it. It's not politics. I don't care if your name is Smith, Jones, or Trump. You do something like that, that's a criminal offense. It's a felony. And they may be looking at other things, but stay tuned. The more you see a potential insider witness who's been badly treated by the defendant, and Cohen has spent the last several years loudly denouncing Trump, what he did to him, that is a very, very big concern for Donald Trump. Very big concern. Going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Dick of Madison.
Well, man, I don't think they're talking about the weather either, but did you happen to get a chance to see the wonderful and illustrious social scientist Glenn Grossman yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
This guy is the biggest embarrassment.
I didn't see the whole thing. I heard about it. I saw some, in the news clips last night.
Yeah. He's going to lecture about family values, and he's on board with Donald Trump being president. It's just amazing. Him and Fitzgerald and Johnson in the Senate, it's just embarrassing. You know, when I was in my 20s, back in the day, I used to just love being able to say I'm from Wisconsin if you're out traveling. Now I don't even want to tell you where I'm from. These guys are an embarrassment, all
yeah.
three of them.
Yeah, well, no, I'm proud of being from Wisconsin, but I will tell you this, I agree, because back when I was getting involved in politics, the senators were Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson. Governor was Pat Lucey. You know, lieutenant governor was Marty Schreiber. You know, you had Henry Royce in the House from Milwaukee. You had Bob Kastenmeyer in Madison. You had Clem Zablocki and then Jerry Kletchka on the south side of Milwaukee. You know, Mel Laird even. I mean, Mel Laird up in the 7th, and then, of course, Dave Obey ultimately. Bill Steiger over on the eastern part, Father Cornell up in Green Bay. You know, you could go around and people could say, I agree or disagree with this one. And Mel Laird was a Republican. Bill Steiger was a Republican. But these were people of character. Mel Laird ended up as being the Secretary of Defense. And of course, Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson were iconic, and Pat Lucey. What happened? I mean, answer me this. What happened? How do we end up with Ron Johnson? How do we end up with the five Republicans? Tom Tiffany? How do we end up with him? How do we end up with Robin Voss? We used to have Ed Jacquemonis as Speaker from Waukesha. We had Tom Loftus as Speaker. Shirley Krug, we had people like that. What happened? How do we end up with Voss? Fitzgerald, I mean, my God. And, you know, he's now in Congress. It's a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible, terrible descent by Wisconsin into bad things. So, I'm proud to be from Wisconsin. It's a great state, greatest in the country. But the fact of the matter is, we got a lot of work to do to get rid of a lot of people in the state who, frankly, have polluted our government and are vandals, and they are deliberately injuring the state. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.